It's peak summer travel season, and that means that you're going to pay more for airfares, hotels, rentals, pretty much everything. The last thing you need is another surprise surcharge. Russell Hannon is our budget travel expert, and he's here with some tips on how to avoid some of the most common hidden fees. Hi, Russell.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. So now, I know even when you book ahead, it's hard to know just how much everything is really going to cost. Why is it so hard for us to get the full price of things?
Well, you know, I fully agree. And actually, it's getting harder to know the true cost of your trip, I find, now until you actually get home and look at your credit card statement. And
that's true.
A lot of the reason for that, actually, is travel operators know you decide whether to book a flight or hotel or rental car based on the posted fare. So the game is really to increase profits without tinkering with those posted rates, which is why you're seeing a shift in a lot of the pricing models toward these discretionary surcharges.
So that's how they can advertise a flight to London for $400, which will actually cost you closer to $800 by the time you're all done, right?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah. So now one of the most hated surcharges out there has got to be the checked baggage fee that has been introduced everywhere now. How is there any way to get around that?
Well, the first thing you need to know is these checked bag fees only apply to the base economy fares for the major Canadian airlines. And you can still fly economy and check your bag for free if you have a preferred status. So with WestJet, that would mean if you were to spend $4,000 on flights in a given year, they would bump you up to silver status the following calendar year, which comes with a free checked bag benefit. Now, Air Canada, actually, it's a little bit lower, is $3,000 you pay in flights for a specific year. That would give you prestige status the following calendar year, which allows you to check two bags for free during that year. Now, if you don't have that status, you can still fly economy and bring a checked bag at no extra cost if you pay for your flight with an affiliated credit card that has a checked bag benefit. And the best one in Canada, WestJet, they're affiliated with the World Elite MasterCard, which comes with a free checked bag benefit when you pay for your WestJet flight with that card.
Is that right? Do you think people always know that when they sign up for these cards, that they have these benefits? Is it pretty clear?
Well, you know, I see those advertisements in the airports quite a bit. You'll see them there. And I find the information is getting out there on these sorts of benefits. Air Canada does have one. It's not quite as generous as the WestJet one. It's the TD Aeroplan Infinite Visa card. But you can only get the free checked bag when you're using a rewards flight. So unless you're flying on points all the time, which is when you can use it, it's of limited benefit.
Okay. So what else can you save on once you've arrived at your destination?
Yes. Well, a few things to keep in mind is hotel internet charges are another real thorn. And ironically, it's the most expensive hotels that charge the most for internet fees.
Really?
Yeah. So what I recommend is, my rule of thumb is to stay in the hotels or the chains that basically include the Wi-Fi and the continental breakfast in the base fare. These are the Holiday Inn Expresses and the Best Western Pluses that do that. Also, some hotels are offering you free Wi-Fi as a benefit or a perk to their loyalty program members. This includes the Marriott and the Hyatt. The good thing is it's always free to sign up to these loyalty programs, and it only takes a couple minutes. So you should never have to pay for your internet access staying in those hotels.
Anything else, Russell, that you look for? Because I know sometimes hotels will offer some transportation as well.
Yes, that's right. Actually, before you leave on a flight, always go to the website of the destination airport you'll be landing at, and you're going to find a transportation section. When you do that, you'll see if the subway is connected to the airport. Also, if there's any rail, public transit options. Hotel shuttles are something that you should consider, as a lot of hotels offer free shuttles to and from the airport, especially hotels that have a lot of airport traffic. And then if they don't, you can often find city shuttle buses that service the airport that are significantly less than what you'd have to pay with taxis.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that it's the more expensive hotels that seem to charge you more for things like Wi-Fi, and it's the economy hotels that throw the breakfast in for free. But I wonder, because the free breakfast has become such a common thing, are they just tacking that on to the price of the hotel room, do you think? Like, are you just paying that $20 to the hotel instead of a restaurant?
Well, you know what? The hotels that are doing this are usually the three-star hotels, which cost on average between $150 to $160 a night. So I find that to be great value in terms of the going rate for those three-star hotels that offer that perk.
Yeah. Now, one thing a lot of people forget is that they're going to have to pay those roaming charges on their cell phones when they leave the country. Do you recommend setting up a plan with your wireless provider before leaving the house?
Well, you know, it's critical. Actually, I once came back from a trip to a $2,100 cell phone bill. This was back in 2004 when the data plans were quite young. So, you know, over the years, I came to learn that actually some of the best roaming plans aren't necessarily the ones that you always see advertised on TV. For example, if you're going to the United States this summer, there's a Vancouver company called RoamMobility.com. They'll send you actually a SIM card for $10. And basically, they give you your own permanent U.S. number that's yours to keep every time you visit the U.S. Mm-hmm. And then basically, all you do is you pay. I recommend getting a data-only plan when you're traveling abroad. In that case, it's only $3 a day. And if you get data-only, what's great is you can use Skype for the telephone. And you don't need a text when you have when you got social media and an email to use. So I recommend sticking with data-only plans while traveling. If you're going to Europe, there's a few of the options that you can look at. One is Le French Mobile is affiliated. I believe they're affiliated with L'Orange in France, but they service the EU where you can get data-only plans for about 40 euros a week, a little bit more than what you pay at home, but still very good value relatively. And you can also get something new. Hip Pocket is basically a portable little Wi-Fi device you can put in your pocket. And basically, you can connect up to 10 devices on it. So it's a battery-powered little device. And you can get plans for about 49 euros a week.
Wow. So those are all great ideas. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of credit cards, and you've already mentioned a couple, mm-hmm. offer travel perks. That's
yes.
how they get you. Do you recommend using those cards?
Well, you know, you have to have a credit card to book travel online because all travel is booked online. And I recommend having two credit cards while traveling. It's responsible to do that. So if you lose one while traveling, you won't find yourself in a panic. So you keep one in your luggage, one on your person. Now, that said, some good ones, some benefits that we haven't discussed yet. Foreign transaction fees. When you use a credit card out of country, you often have to pay an extra 1% to 3% for out-of-country purchases. Marriott the Marriott Rewards Visa card will actually waive those foreign transaction fees. So that's something to consider. Also, there's a card called the Capital One Aspire MasterCard. They allow you to apply your points toward purchases that you make on your credit card. So if you're taking taxis and those sorts of things out of country, you can apply the points toward those transactions if you paid for them with your credit card.
Those are all great tips, Russell. Thank you so much.
Happy travels.
Yeah, thank you, Russell Hannon. He is the author of Stop Dreaming, Start Traveling, The Ultimate Guide to Traveling More and Spending Less. And he's joining us every Wednesday this summer with great advice for traveling on the cheap.